You're listening to the Andre Segovia Show.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome to the Andre Segovia Show. I am your host, Andre Segovia. This is a podcast exclusive episode slash update. So lucky you. In fact, I got to reach out to all of you because if you are not aware, the schedule's been a little bit off. I did say that the show was going to be morphing into a bi-weekly schedule. That much is true for the most part. But if you follow me on the video platforms, you'll notice there's a lot more play there. That's because I'm doing an exclusive episode show, in a way, called Tech Talk, which debuts live on YouTube, mostly Thursday evenings. The schedule is still settling, trying out the field to see when people are able to tune in because I get more play after the fact. But then after it goes live on YouTube, the archive I'm able to get from YouTube, so I'm able to plaster it across all the other video platforms, that sometimes is the following Tuesday. So there's some kind of lead time of about 4 days, 5 days, depending on how the schedule is. But with all that being said, I was not supposed to do one in the week of July 14th, but that very day, big news dropped for those on the conservative side. They were excited about this new phone that promised to take the fight to big tech. And I saw that on one of my favorite conservative news sites, and I had questions. So when I went to the company website, freedomphone.com, and I looked it up, I had even more questions. None of it was making any sense. So I ended up basically doing a reaction video to the news because I had a feeling this thing was just, something was off about it. It turned out to be basically like my most viral video in a long time. This thing was getting 10,000 impressions, so many views across all the platforms, a lot of comments coming in, and I had to devote an exclusive episode to just address the comments because it's gotten that much. So it's been a very busy time on the tech side of things. And because that made me switch up my schedule a lot, it actually messed everything up for the month of July and August, and also some of the news with respect to the recall election, I decided that I was going to finish the month of July discussing tech. So we're just about at the end of July, and in the month of August, I'll be covering more of the recall Gavin Newsom election. But because the schedule is on a bi-weekly basis, that basically leaves like two episodes or three left before September rolls around. So September 14th, recall Gavin Newsom for those of you that are here in California. But now, having said that, some of you tune in not for those topics, not for the tech side or things affecting the economic side of things, which should interest you, honestly. But if that's not your cup of tea and you're curious about how to invest, how to better do things, how to get involved in real estate and such, well, some of that information is going to be on the back burner for now because of the topics that I got to cover. Look, all that stuff you can also get at my websites. Real estate resources are available at www.segoviares.com. You can also pull up my other episodes from my podcast on your podcast of your choice, or even at www.dangerousgovia.com. to pull up all the resources that I have made, in particular episodes that basically show you whether you're buying, selling, trading. I've already discussed a lot of that stuff and it has not changed, but the ever-changing current climate of our economy, our market, I know a lot of you have more questions with respects to that. Now, for those of us here in California, real estate in California is its own industry. So it's the news that you hear at the national level, it doesn't really apply to California. It's its own beast, honestly. And for a lot of people, they're already priced out. So some have looked out of state, or if you are out of state, you're looking into your own regions. In those cases, obviously tune into your local agents. They'll know better about their respective markets. But if you're looking to invest in out of state, whether you're in California or some other state and looking to invest outside of your state, let's say you don't live in Texas or you don't live in Florida, but have looked into those places as a place to probably invest in, then that's where I'm gonna leave a recommendation. go to the show notes of company's episode at www.theandrewsagovia.com. I have interviewed before, and this is going to be an episode coming up that I'm going to be doing a redux. I interviewed James Allen, the out-of-state investor. His information is clear-cut. He tries to keep it as minimal as possible, with as informative as possible, without being complicated to explain certain things. But this is like more than an investor type of scenario. So some information may not apply to those of you that are, say, of the renters that are looking to get into real estate. But if you are looking to invest in real estate or expand your current portfolio of real estate investments, then the Out of State Investor is a channel I would recommend that you tune in. He's on YouTube. He's also available on Instagram. I'll get those links for you, which will be available in the show notes of company's episode at www.thingsjustgo.com. I'm currently working on hopefully getting a YouTube collaboration also with someone to discuss diversifying your portfolio, not just in real estate. So once that's available, I'll give you more information. But until then, just letting you know, the schedule is going to be a little bit interesting for the next couple of months here on the program, primarily on the video side of things. I'm going to say the YouTube side of things. I don't know. I guess YouTube is now synonymous with video platforms, but that's not entirely the case, obviously. Still, if you're not following me on YouTube or BitChute, Rumble, Odyssey, Gap TV, IG, I have the program all over all these things, and the reception has been humbling. It's been like the busiest past 10 days that I've had in a long, long time with respects to social media and the comment sections on all these things. But it's also funny to see that my side coming against me because I'm holding us accountable. Oh, yeah, that is hilarious. Still, before this episode went up, I think the previous podcast I should have published was an open letter to the CEO of Freedom Phone. I'm not looking to a response to me directly. I'm looking for a response to the consumer concerns about the product, because there's more questions than there are answers, and people deserve to know, instead of being asked for blind allegiance to a product that is probably not what it seems. So, with that being said, if you're interested in following this saga, you can find ways to connect with me at my website. You can also find ways to watch my platform, and also which podcast distributor of choices you might want, in case yours of choice is not as favorable to you anymore, or you want to keep your podcast separate from your music and things like that. Then you can see the exhaustive list of podcast distributors and links available at my website. So by all means, go there for anything and everything related to me, including off the record other podcasts that are on hiatus. A lot of them will be coming back towards the end of this year. I'm excited about the content. I've been working in the background for that. So there is your insider update. But I'm also looking forward to bringing those to a platform outside of audio only. So more on that when it develops. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest episode of the Andres Segovia Show. Looking forward to seeing you on the next one.